Edge.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
Right.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we goof it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Please forgive us.
Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
And speaking of which, it's me, your old buddy Rob, Rob Spiewak, babysitting you for one more week of Best Of, as Don and Mike announced before they left. They'll be back in studio on September 19. That is 1 week from today. I'll see you there. So until then, we got some great Best Of. One of my favorite things about a Monday show, invariably there is a great weekend recap. Here's a classic one from Mike O'Mara's past that he might want to forget. Mike has a run-in with the law on the Best of Don and Mike.
Now, Mike, what happened with you and the cops this week?
Yeah. All right, nothing happened to me, but I have to tell you that there's been a lot of activity in my neighborhood. You know, you were talking about deer last week and Bart hitting a deer.
Right.
Where I live, you know, out in the boonies, is just inundated with deer. And, you know, everybody out where I live, it's kind of rural, but it is a community. And you've got a lot of, we've discovered, poachers that are coming onto people's property and they're hunting for deer. So, being that I am a lofty appointed official in my neighborhood,
your homeowners association,
I became aware of one of my neighbors sent out an email about getting a neighborhood watch together and getting people to come out and do patrols and then confront these hunters. And I thought that was a bad idea because I think you should really have law enforcement do that. So I fire off this email that says, you know, hey, why don't you let me contact the authorities and do that. And then, you know, he really paid attention to me and just like went full bore with it and went ahead anyway. And you know, we had a meeting about it with the Board of Governors and stuff and trying to get this thing set up.
Funny. I remember when we lived in a thing where we had like the Homeowners Association.
Right.
If you want to paint the front door of your house, you have to get your neighbor's permission. Stupid.
That's any neighborhood you live in. You have to do that nowadays.
Dumb. And I think you're right because one thing you don't want to do is on your own go up to some drunk hunter who's got a gun in his hand.
You don't want to confront a drunk, especially if he's hunting illegally, because if he's doing that, he's probably not all that shaken up by that. But the reason we had the meeting was to say, what could we do, like to put stuff on property, just to, you know, signs and things like that.
They don't hunt on my house.
My feeling was like, if a bunch of neighbors want to get together and do that, it's certainly not my responsibility to find out whether that's right or wrong. I just said, be careful. And they went ahead, and apparently they have identified some of these people that are, you know, pulling up in trucks and they have guns and stuff like that. So there's a nervous atmosphere around this neighborhood. And I took one of the signs and I put a sign out front. I haven't gotten the other street done yet. And, it's just, I guess because of these neighborhood watches going on, I don't know all the people that are involved in it, but the neighborhood is now, several people are on a real heightened state of alert. So last night I got the band over on Sunday. They came over most Sunday afternoons, and we're, you know, we decided that we were not in the mood to do anything, so we were just going to kind of hang out and just have a few adult beverages, right?
Get drunk with your band.
So you know, and then we play, and then of course we have a couple of adult beverages, and then it's like, who wants to play something right now? And then we go in and we do that. Very short, very brief period of time, like maybe you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours tops. So they all left, and they were long gone. And I'm sitting there and watching TV, and I hear the doorbell ring. And, you know, it's an odd time for the doorbell to ring any time at my house, but it's weird. And I look and I see the
long... What time is it?
Probably about 9:15, something like that. Maybe later. Maybe early. I really wasn't even paying. And I'm like, whoa, what's the deal? So Laura just put the kids down, and I was downstairs. And I see the long blue arm of the law standing out on my patio. And I'm like, well, let me go out and, you know, find out what's going on. So I see this this officer, and there's an older officer and a younger officer, and the younger officer is the one that's got, you know, he's got the crew cut and everything. It's kind of an intimidating I always feel this way about the law enforcement. I'm more nervous with the younger guys than I am with the older guys.
Well, the young guys are the cowboys.
The young guys, you know, are just kind of very, very authoritative. And he said, did you have a function here this evening, sir? And I'm like, I said, I think he might have mentioned band or something. A couple of people said they were in your band. Who, can you give us the names of the people that are? And all of a sudden he said, can he give us the names of the people in the band. And so, you know, I know all the names of the guys in my band, but I'm suddenly put into that, you know, nervous feeling, and I also had felt a little bit where
we've arrested a man identified as Wendell Hall.
God, that's what I thought too. And I was saying, no, Wendell, I swear to God, was completely teetotaling last night. The rest of us weren't. And so he says, we saw two cars pulled over. They were reported by the neighbors as being suspicious vehicles in the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, God. And can you give us the names? And he says, can you give us the names of the people that are in your band? So I go down, and I'm talking like this a little bit because I was a little relaxed still at that particular time.
So you're drunk when the cops arrive.
Drunk is just a broad overstatement.
Okay.
I'd had an adult beverage or two.
You're buzzed.
And just, yeah, still buzzed. But I think the guys had left almost an hour since the guys left. So we found two suspicious vehicles. This one gentleman claimed that his cell phone wasn't working and he was using the other person's cell phone. So I said, you know, that sounds a little weird to me anyway, but I mean, that's what he said. So I give him down the list of names and I get him. He goes, yep. Yep, they're on the list. Okay, we were just checking it, and then I went into the whole spiel about, hey, I hope, I know you guys are getting a lot of calls for hunters out here. I hope you understand that, we don't want to call you out on wild goose chases and stuff, but, the neighbors are concerned, blah, blah, blah. I immediately throw in the fact that I'm president of the Homeowners Association. I always like to do that. But in the meantime, I do the thing that everybody does with cops where you go into this Boy Scout routine where you just want to be, hi, and then Laura comes to the door because she's curious and she wants to know what's going on. And then, so I'm throwing everything at him. I'm throwing the neighborhood homeowners association thing that I will always get to the show. That I drop my name with law enforcement officials as soon as, you know, the opportunity presents itself. And I said, well, I'm just always concerned. You know, you never want to. And of course, I do that radio show. And I hope that I'm pronouncing my S's and T's, even though I'm standing on the front porch of my own home. And so he says, okay. That's fine. They checked out. We sent them along anyway. We just wanted to make sure that they really were, who they said they were, and they had mentioned your name. Thanks, guys. But I guess if they said, what are you doing in a strange neighborhood, they have to explain whose house they're at, right? So he said, we sent them on their way. There's no problem, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And everything's fine. I've gone over the whole poaching thing in the neighborhood and how, you know, I hope it's not a wild goose chase. My radio show. And then one of the guys says, yeah, I've listened to you. I listen to you. You know, I used to listen to you all the time. Yada, yada. They're just walking away, and he looks back and he says, by the way, we did perform a field sobriety test on these gentlemen because there was a smell of alcohol in the car. And I'm like,
oh, God.
And
damn.
I said, I said, there's never any alcohol served at this house, officer.
Mind you're drunk.
There's never any alcohol. And as soon as I said that, the older cop, you know, who really was, was the least intense, he turns around at me and goes, yeah, right. And they were on their merry way. The finest. And, you know, the whole thing with cops now, it's just, I feel this, love for these guys. And you don't want to, but I still do the goody two-shoes. So, I got to, never any alcohol. Okay, and they passed it, huh? Okay, very good.
Yeah. You might want to recheck that equipment.
I know. I think that they were fine. You know, really, when it's my house, I mean, I wouldn't have passed it.
I know.
But I was in my own house, you see. Oh, God.
You can be drunk in your house.
Sure. Unless you're, you're standing on your front porch going, I just hate everybody in the whole world. But the hunters are all like,
Mike, gone. I got a poacher on the phone for you.
Okay, very good.
Richard.
Hello.
Hey, Richard. Don't hide from your feelings.
No, I'm not a poacher. I was calling in about the poacher.
No, okay.
Calling in about poacher. I guess obviously these guys, I haven't seen them. I've heard the gunfire, and I know it's not like, you're not supposed to be shooting guns now this time of year, right? It's bow season. Is that what they say?
Well, actually, I think the state of Maryland is muzzle loader.
And that incidentally means you can only hunt guys named Bo.
That's what the guy said to me last night. He said, it's muzzle loader. I said, what is this, some ye old Revolutionary War weapon that you can use?
You can hunt Bo Brummel. You can hunt Bo Bridges.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Bo Diddley. Bo Derek.
Bo Jackson.
Yeah. Well,
Bo Hopkins.
That's a good one.
Many good Burt Reynolds movies.
Yeah.
Bo Donaldson. Did you have that one?
No. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. You're king of the bows.
King of the bows.
King of the bows, Mike.
What? So what is this He said that to me, something like, white powder muzzle loader. What is, you walk into the woods with like a revolutionary outfit on and shoot them? What is the deal?
Actually, it's black powder. And
black powder.
It's a muzzle loader gun. Instead of having a bullet encased with a cartridge.
White powder is another crime.
He puts a piece of tin one at a time through the end of the barrel.
Well, we heard some shots yesterday, and everybody's freaked out.
All right, Mike, joining us was one of the cops named, first name Grant.
I will only be able to identify him as the guy with the mustache and the young guy with the short haircut.
Hello?
Hello?
You got me.
I got me
all the way. All the way. You really thought this is one of the cops?
Yeah, the way you set it up that time. You know me in the heat of the moment. Hello, officer.
Hey. No, it's not the officer.
I hope everything's in control, officer.
No, hey, Don.
Yes, Tom.
What? I saw you yesterday.
I know. I saw you too, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
I saw you
Hi,
too.
Hi, Tom.
Where did you go after you, you went out the door and you came back in and you went down the hall? Where did you go after that?
I had to go back to the Redskins broadcast booth. You see, let me explain something
to you.
I know a lot of you are wondering why the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, are our nation's capital team, why they have one of the worst records in the league at 1-5. And I say to you that it starts at the top.
Right.
With management. You've got to hire good people. And yesterday when I arrived at the stadium early to oversee the broadcast, I took the elevator up to the club seats.
Club level.
These are where we have our season tickets.
Right.
They're goddamn expensive and certainly not worth the money this year. And this is where, generally speaking, with the people, this is where they got a lot of money to spend, the people that are in the gold seats, although they're certainly nowhere near the bigwigs that are up in the skybox.
Right.
Okay? But, like, they got waiter service at your seat, and it's very nice, very fancy. This is generally where your upscale Redskin fan goes to watch the game. Well, as you get off the escalator, someone who's really using their noodle at the stadium
escalator
has decided that right as you get off the escalator, you're going to be greeted at the club level where you're paying $8,000 a year for a seat for a goddamn football team.
You're greeted by this man, correct?
Yeah.
Who's about to roar for us?
Tom Gavin. I ask you not. He is sitting at a table. He is wearing a Redskins staff shirt.
Wow.
And, Tom, exactly what do the Redskins have you selling on the club level?
I think he got disconnected.
Tom?
He accidentally hung up, I think.
You know, how many times do we actually interview Tom? And the one time
I don't know what he does. All I know
he got bored. He lost total interest in what you were saying.
Doesn't he sell programs?
No. They've got him upstairs, as you get off the escalator to the club level. I think he might be one of the dudes signing people up, like, for Redskins credit cards.
Oh, no.
You know,
really?
If you want a credit card with the Redskins logo on it.
Well, that's basically just a stack of applications and him with a pen, right?
Yeah, but still, either way, I mean, you know, what they sell this as the game day experience, be a club seat holder.
Didn't we demonstrate that if you're buying a program from Tom, you have to have exact change?
Yeah, that one day we asked him to like, break a 20 for us on the air.
We should revisit that today, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I get off the escalator. Now, this is, keep in mind, this is, you know, 3 hours before the game.
Hey, Tom, call back.
There's nobody there. I get off the escalator, and first thing I hear is, hey, Don, buddy!
Oh, no.
Don, buddy! Roar!
Oh, my God.
I go,
they promoted him.
Hi, Tom, how you doing? Hey, I'm working on the club level. I see that. Hi, Tom. I'll come back and we got him back again. Okay, hold on. Here he is. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom. Exactly, what is your job at the Redskins Stadium on game day?
Same selling programs.
Oh, they got you. Oh, you guys are right. See, do you still sell programs just from behind that desk?
Yes.
Do you make change?
Yes.
All right. How much is a program?
$5.
$5. All right. How much change do you get back if somebody gives you $2.50?
No. Watch it.
Go on.
Not $2.55.
Tom?
Tom, are you there?
He's done it again.
Hello?
Yeah.
No? Tom, what's happening? Is somebody trying to call you?
No.
All right, Tom. Mike had a valid question.
All right. Say, you say programs are $5?
Yeah.
How much change do you give back if somebody gives you $20?
$15.
Let's say I want 10 programs. How much is that?
Tom?
10 programs?
Yeah.
Yep.
$25.
Exactly.
Perfect.
All right, now let's say I come up and I say I want two programs, and I give you $7. How much money do you give me back?
$7?
Yeah. How much change do I get?
You don't get none back. I mean, you don't. They're $5 a piece.
Yeah, why would you give him $7, Tom?
Let me put you on hold.
That's very busy.
He's got to put us on hold.
Someone else is buying a program.
See what it is. If it's $5 and there's no, it's not $5.25 or something.
All right, well, how much more would I owe you then?
You owe me about $3 more.
That's right.
There's the profit.
Okay, there you go.
Tom, what if I bought 5 programs?
How much?
$15.
How much?
$15.
Perfect. Right. That's and great. I give you $50. How much change do I get?
$45.
Right.
He's got that.
He does.
Is it any wonder the Redskins are one of the most profitable franchises in the league with this guy selling programs on the club level?
Tom, do you get to watch the game after that?
I watch it from the guest services. They got like a little TV there.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. All right, let's say I want to buy 6 programs. And I give you $20. How much do I get back?
Tom?
It's not.
Tom, is someone trying to call you?
Let me see. Let me put you on hold.
Okay.
Oh, I'd love to know
it's
who's
a funny concept that Tom has call waiting.
You think it's anybody there?
Who's calling you, Tom?
I don't know who it is. It's somebody.
Right.
I don't know who it is.
So listen, I want to buy 6 programs. I give you $20. How much do I get back?
Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You get $5 back.
Perfect.
Was that Mr. Snyder trying to call you?
No.
Have you met Dan Snyder?
No.
Have you met Marty Schottenheimer?
Nope.
Have you met any famous Redskins?
One of the old Redskins.
Who's that?
Sonny Jurgensen.
You met Sonny?
Yeah.
Ah, Tom.
What did you say to Sonny?
How are you?
How you doing?
Tom, you keep doing a great job selling those programs. Come on, Tom.
Oh, you're killing me.
Okay. Chew on my cigar, Tom.
You're killing me.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Good seeing you yesterday.
Hey, I'll see you guys on Friday.
Yeah, Friday, Tom's coming in to review movies with Charlie Stossel.
Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am.
Are you excited enough to clap your hands and do that little crazy laugh that you do?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
See. Hey, what's up, guys?
Yes, he's got to be motivated.
He's got to be doing when he does that.
All right. Goodbye, Tom.
Hey, what's his name?
Who?
My buddy. My buddy,
Your buddy who?
No.
Who is it?
Andy Rice?
No.
Charlie Stuan Sablak?
Yeah, where's Charlie?
Why do we spend so much time with this?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
God damn it.
La, la, la.
All right. Bye, Tom. Bye.
Yeah.
And they have him up on the club level at Redskins Stadium.
He's all right.
Do you know what? I had a I know that I had a little idea that you know, when we have him say, depending on how it goes when he comes in and reviews movies.
Yeah.
I think the one thing we've never had on this show is a restaurant critic. A fine dining critic. And if we popped for the meals, Tom could go to the finest restaurants in Washington.
Let's see how the movie thing works
out. Okay.
Don?
Yeah.
Where's my what do you call it? My T-shirt from the Super Bowl.
Oh, remember you said you were going to get Tom up.
Okay. I'll get you one, Tom.
Okay.
I'll get you a Yankee shirt tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Get your programs $5 each or 10 for $15.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. Mike, I'm sorry to hear about your run-in with the law this week.
Really wasn't a run-in, sir. I was just answering some questions.
But the real
showing my papers.
The real reason I called is I got a bet for Don.
What's that?
I can beat you in NBA 2K1, and I will put up $1,200 of my money if I lose.
You know what? I am not as proficient at NBA 2K1 as I am at the NFL games.
Then I will play you in NFL 2K.
Okay, that's great. Come on over. I'll see you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike. How am I supposed to take these guys up on their challenges to play video games for money?
It's called cash on the barrelhead. They have to walk in with a stack of hundreds.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, it's John from New York.
Hi, John. Hi.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, I was at
the thing last night for for the firemen and everything.
You mean on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and Hillary was on there for like half a minute or 25 seconds or whatever.
Half a minute.
Boot her off. All the firemen and policemen boot her off. Only Don and Mike knew about it.
Yeah, we know. We know. Thank you, John.
All right. Can I talk to him?
Bye bye. Bye, John.
Maybe next time.
Bye, John.
I tell you, she wants your support.
We got to break. There might be a spot for that guy selling programs at Giant Stadium tonight, as a matter
Roar!
Of fact. Who's this, Diego?
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? It's Diego the Hookah King.
Hi, Diego.
Hey, you guys, this Tom stuff is too funny, man. I'm smoking a bowl driving down the street and stamp it out with my foot. You guys owe me floor mats.
God.
I'm serious.
Well, do you think that maybe it's funny, though, because you're smoking a bowl when you're driving down the street?
Well, of course, but no, come on, Tom is funny. I met him the other night. Now I have the mental image to go with that beautiful laugh.
You know, I don't smoke marijuana, but I'll tell you right now, I find Tom Gavin hysterical. I truly do.
And as do I, but I actually do smoke marijuana every day. And it's only the cotton bud, though, but it gets me through. And damn, Tom does it for me, too.
Don't smoke and drive.
All right, thank you, Diego.
Thanks, buddy.
See you. Bye-bye.
What is the cherry, Buzz? What was he talking? Is that the
coagulated
mass of
some kind of drug
cannabis that gathers in the pipe itself?
Kind of drug lingo, I'm guessing.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dad, I have an attractive proposition for you.
A proposition? You're 8.
Duly noted. Now, I devised an incentive plan that involves Baskin-Robbins every Tuesday. Now, Chuck, mind if I call you Chuck?
I'd prefer that you didn't.
I'm going to write down a figure and slide it over to you.
$1?
That's right. $1 gets you a 4-ounce scoop of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins Tuesday nights between 6 and 10 p.m. So tell me, Chuck, what's going to take to get you into a cone today?
Dollar Scoop Tuesdays at Baskin-Robbins, as if you need more incentive. Limited time offer, participating stores, prices not include tax.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Friday on CBS, see this week's biggest event, Threshold. They came from out there.
We've just accomplished the confirmation of extraterrestrial intelligence.
They can attack anytime, any place, anyone.
Someone's trying to unzip our DNA strand.
Now, one team will investigate the signs.
This could be their way of saying hello.
This most certainly is not a hello.
Threshold, a new drama premiering Friday. After a special Friday Big Brother, 9, 8 Central, only on CBS.
Go ahead, call me a mama's boy, but I still like to pick up Mom and take her to the family dinners.
He's a good boy.
Thanks, Ma. And I see you brought your famous fish souffle.
No one ever complains.
That's because no one ever eats it. But it's one more good reason for me to have New Glade car-scented oil. I just clip it to my air vent and my car smells Glade-scented oil fresh, not fishy.
But I like my fish souffle.
And therein lies the problem. New car-scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. F.C. Johnson, a family company.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. After hours of opening statements from lawmakers, John Roberts gets his turn shortly. This is day one of Senate confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee. NBC's Pete Williams says expect short, off-the-cuff remarks from the judge.
I think they just want to show that he's relaxed, confident. He's basically saying, okay, take your best shot. He doesn't feel the need to defend himself in a lengthy opening statement.
President Bush is wrapping up another visit to the devastated Gulf Coast region. He's in Gulfport, Mississippi now. A bit earlier today, he was in New Orleans. South Carolina's governor isn't taking any chances, calling for the voluntary evacuation of low-lying coastal areas as Tropical Storm Ophelia still swirls offshore. NBC's Michelle Kaczynski.
It's bought people some time, but it's also made it real tough to predict just where this is going to land.
And blame it on Katrina. Gas prices up 38 cents over the past 2 weeks. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about
3 days and two nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort. And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas's five-star resort, Soleil. So out 3 days and two nights.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. For your free trial. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of eight book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, oh, and a candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do, thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time, and even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Hi, this is Jeff Schneider. Tune in to my new talk show,
The Unshow,
every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. on 1550, The Edge.
The Unshow.
It's a Pittsburgh call-in show for the disenfranchised, the mad as hell, and the chronically dyspeptic. But more importantly,
The Unshow
is the last line of defense against turning your boss's head into a wind instrument. Join me, Jeff Schneider, for
The Unshow,
every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. on 1550, The Edge.
Have you been jazzing around yet? It's Sundays from 10 to 12 here on 1550. Get a taste of the latest jazz albums, a concert and club calendar, birthdays, awards, obituaries, and more. Plus featured artist interviews. That's a lot of jazzing. Check it out for yourself. Sponsored in part by Martini's Route 885 Jefferson, Original Recipe Italian Cooking, and Spider Mondanelli's Pittsburgh Jazz Giants, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Jazzing around. Sundays, 10 to 12 here on 1550, The Edge.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Brain damage, heart damage, liver damage, death. There's a kind of drug that can cause all this, even if used only once. If you thought drugs this dangerous are only found on the street, you need to keep listening. Because they're in your home, under your sink, and in your garage. I'm talking about inhalants, household products kids sniff to get high. And more kids than you may think have used them. Research shows that one in six eighth graders has sniffed something to get high. Protect your kids. Tell them never to sniff inhalants, because just one time, the first time, can kill. Set rules. Be firm. They'll listen. For advice on what to say, call 1-800-729-6686 for more information, or visit www.drugfreeamerica.org.
A message from Drug Free Pennsylvania and the Partnership for a Drug Free America.
Whether they're your spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend, or you're looking to turn up the heat on your love life, Sassy Sensations is the place to shop. A gift from the exciting world of Sassy Sensations says so much to the person you're giving it to. You'll find everything, including pleasure toys, lingerie, fun games, edibles, and other erotic items the mall wouldn't think of stocking. Speaking of stockings and the like, whether you're outrageously sexy, a simple romantic at heart, or just have a naughty streak, there are Sassy Sensations surprises that will fit you. Sassy Sensations is completely dedicated to love, romance, and total enjoyment in the bedroom or wherever fun takes you. Pamper yourself, intensify each other's intimate moments, and be free to create your own special passion. Come see me, Vanessa, at Sassy Sensations, Route 88 in Castle Shannon, or click your mouse with sassysensations.com and give us a call at 1-877-467-2779. That's right, 1-877-467-2779. Sassy Sensations, where good boys and girls get even better.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She can hardly control herself. She runs to you and jumps into your lap. You stroke her back. She licks all over your face. You rub her stomach. She pants heavily. Then she jumps down and runs off. She turns and tilts her head. She barks. She returns and lays at your feet. She whimpers. Then she darts off again. She probably wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to. Because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. See, you didn't think you needed a seatbelt just to drive up the road. Then that truck ran that stop sign and bam, you got thrown from the car. If you had only known that most car crashes occur close to home, you would have been wearing your seatbelt. And you wouldn't be stuck in that wheelchair. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. And you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So, buckle up. Because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm abusing my children. Not just verbally, but physically. I'll get back to you.
If only child abuse were this easy to recognize. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help USA at 1-800-4-A-CHILD. We've helped millions of people help millions of children. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So call 1-800-422-4453. Child Help USA. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help USA and the Ad Council.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Whatever happens, you're safe, John. You could walk away with $7 million, maybe more. We're not talking just f*** you money, John boy. We're talking f*** everybody money.
F*** everybody.
Wish me luck?
I just pray you get it. I really do.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Sonny loves this song. It is The Best of Don and Mike on great radio stations all across the Fruited Plain, courtesy of the Westwood One Broadcasting System. Tis I, your old buddy Rob, Rob Spiewak, getting you through one more week of Best of. Don and Mike are back this Monday. Make sure you join us then. We had in the last segment, we had some time with Dennis, right? Yeah, Dennis Murphy. And it was great. How shall we balance it out? How about a segment that focuses on... No, you know what? It was Tom Gavin in the last segment. I need to remind you, this is not Joe. This is Rob. Okay. In the last segment was Tom. This is Dennis. Dennis goes to a wedding. If memory serves, Don and Mike were invited to a wedding. They declined, but sent as their emissary, Dennis Murphy. The segment will explain it. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Dennis is standing by, and I have just received a message from my wife via my wireless email thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see back. Mailbox. Here we go. From Frida.
Yay.
Honey, subject, jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck on a trial that will last at least 4 days, up to 7, maybe until next week.
Wow.
Oh, don't get too happy. I'll be home at night.
Ah, so it's not that big a deal.
Won't be sequestered.
XXOO.
It's not a criminal proceeding.
Which means hugs and kisses from my wife. So, you know, whoever it is, good luck to you.
Yeah, that's right. So she's on, she didn't get excused.
Nope, she didn't.
Wow.
And I bet she didn't drop my name, because I bet that's the easiest way to get out of jury duty.
Yeah,
say you're married to the monster.
Don Geronimo. Dismissed.
Okay, here is now our friend Dennis Murphy.
Hey, how you going?
Here he is, everybody. So this guy, Rob Grimaldi.
Rob Grimaldi and Jennifer.
About, I don't know, a couple months ago, a guy, he asked the girl to marry him on the show.
Right.
She says yes. As it turns out, they got married. Now, the ceremony was in Staten Island, Dennis?
Yeah, it was in Staten Island, but we didn't know where the church was, so we just went to the reception.
Shocker that you would just go for the party.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. We had a guy call on Friday who gave us the address of the church.
Oh, the address of the country club.
The address of what?
The country club.
Oh.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
A guy had also said that, you know, you really should go to the ceremony to make the, you know, the couple feel even better.
Yeah, because who doesn't want to, as they turn down the aisle for the first time as Mr. and Mrs. Grimaldi,
right,
see Dennis Murphy?
Ah. Absolutely.
Hi, how you going?
Dennis, what did you,
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
Dennis, what did you wear?
Oh, I wore a gray suit with a black shirt and a red tie.
All right, very, very classy. So you you arrived at the...
yeah, Rob, I'm thinking the same. What? You say a gray suit with a black shirt and a red tie?
Yeah.
Festive.
Was it light gray or was it charcoal gray?
Light gray.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Just checking.
That was surprising me by today's command by you all. Thank you again.
Terrific. That's one of the suits we got him for free, Mark. Yeah.
That's great. How's it fitting?
It fitted well.
It's fitted well.
Did the jacket button?
Oh, yeah, the jacket button fine. No problem.
Excellent.
All right, so you're there. You arrive at the post-game party.
Before we go to the post-game, we have to go to the grocery store to get a wedding card. And as it turned out, RJ with his pants, so he had to get a sewing kit and sew it.
Wait.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Sometimes I can't understand you.
Oh, okay.
What he said is they were going to a grocery store to get the wedding card, and then RJ ripped his pants.
Yes.
How did RJ rip his pants?
As he was getting, we went to the hotel, we changed at the hotel, then when he got in my car, that's when his pants went on the engine.
All right, so RJ, the guy from DonAndMikeFans.com, he ripped his pants.
Mm-hmm. Raymond.
Jimmy, yeah, Raymond Diaz. And you had to stop and you had to sew his pants up.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I wanted to get a wedding card and a gift bag to put my CD and T-shirt in there.
Oh, no, wait a minute. For the wedding gift, you gave them your Christmas CD?
Christmas CD and my Austin Powers T-shirt and my...
Did I hear T-shirts,
yeah, t-shirt
plural? Like perhaps you were going to sell some of your T-shirts?
No. I just bought two. Not sell anything.
It's a wedding gift, Mike. One for the bride and one for the groom.
Yeah, he couldn't be more generous.
And also, and we gave him $50.
Oh, you gave $50. Well, now, Dennis, that's wonderful.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
That's terrific, Dennis. Nice. That really is nice.
Once we got to the reception, right?
Yeah.
We walked in there, and I was afraid that I was going to get a lot of scares. But people were nice. People were, we walked in there, RJ and I, and the groom and the goose. Introduce himself, and we had a great time.
How did Raymond handle his split pants?
Actually, he couldn't sew them up, so he just put the napkin around his pants for the whole night.
What did he rip out, just like the crotch area?
Yeah, the crotch area. So as he was sitting, he just put a napkin on his pants.
I got to think when Dennis and Raymond Diaz walked into this reception, remember the stuff that I was telling you that the parents were saying about me, like,
oh, here's the monster.
Right. Can you imagine what they were saying as Dennis walked into this reception in New Jersey?
What is going on? What is that?
Who is
actually, I can't believe it.
What is that?
Oh,
yeah, Raymond got more stares than you did.
Yeah.
I bet. Why would Raymond get more stares than you would?
I don't know, but it looked like people were staring more at him than at us.
Was the party as good as they said it was going to be?
Oh, the party was great. The party was excellent. RJ and I sat at the bridal table.
You did?
You are kidding me.
Wow.
That guy, Rob Grimaldi's got a hell of a sense of humor.
Way to go. That's terrific that he put Dennis up at the head table.
We were with the bridal party.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So,
still, it's better than being at a table just with, like, schmucks that were invited there.
And, Rob did that just for you, guy, right? Because he knew that you wanted us close to the head table. So he put us,
Dennis, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got some calls. Hey, Big Al?
Hello?
Yeah, Big Al in New Jersey.
Jeff in New Jersey, but that's okay.
Hi, Jeff. Sorry.
Hey, how are you? Well, you used to say about, you were talking about how your son scammed you. One of the things I used to do with my parents was tell them I'd be home at 10 or 11, then show up at 10 or 11 the next morning.
Oh, all right, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hold on. Where is...
Sure, that worked well.
Where's Big... Is this Big Al?
Yes, people.
Hi, Big Al.
Hey, what was Dennis's gift? A couple T-shirts and $50?
Yes.
Oof. I was the one that gave the directions last week.
Yeah.
That's a place, $1.50 a plate.
What?
Well, you know, it's
a brother up.
If you want to get mad at anybody, Al, you should get mad at us because we didn't supply Dennis with
right.
with any type of a gift, which I think we probably should have done.
Well, we can always do it retroactively.
No. The man went. The man ate the food. The man drank the booze. The man gives the gift.
I believe you provide a gift every day, guys.
Shut up, Rob. Shut up.
Hey, Dennis, is Dennis still on the line?
Yeah.
Dennis, how is the chow? I mean, if it was 150 a plate, it had to be quite a shindig.
Actually, it was chicken, it was prime rib, and it gave us a potato.
And a potato.
It wasn't, you know, in my opinion, it wasn't nothing elaborate, but it was nice.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Listen
That's
to that.
Donnie etiquette.
Listen to him. In my opinion, it wasn't nothing elaborate.
Hey, Dennis, did you have any of the raw bar during the cocktail hour?
Oh, no. We missed the cocktail hour.
You probably missed, like, the shrimp
you
and the oysters?
You could eat your weight shrimp.
There you go.
We missed the cocktail hour, so we missed all that. We missed the before.
Yeah, because you were too busy going to the grocery store to get the wedding card.
And don't forget trying to get something for Raymond Diaz's pants that he had ripped. All right, so you get there, and you're sitting at the bridal table.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, at what point does... Oh, hey, listen, Big Al, thank you. I got to let you go.
Thanks, guys. Buzz rocks.
Right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Al.
At what point does the bride or the groom, either do the bride or the groom come over, say hello to you, and how do you end up dancing with the bride?
Well, actually, the groom came over immediately when I entered the room. When I sat down, okay, we introduced ourselves, and then afterwards, we just ate dinner, sat around talking to the table.
Did you? Were there any hot bridesmaids that you hit on?
They were all hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you talk to any of them?
I said, hello, how you doing? I'm Dennis,
Did you get any phone numbers?
No, I think they were all taken, though.
Did anybody question why you were there?
Actually, we did not get the greet from anyone. They just greeted us like people.
Was anyone visibly disturbed at your presence?
I don't think so.
Really?
No. They were a great time.
It's just people, Mike.
Just people.
That's right.
Just people.
Well, I'm sure.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
I'm sure they're really thrilled with your description as unremarkable of their wedding reception.
So how did you end up dancing with the bride?
I think they were playing Honey Cup. What was that song? Buttercup?
Build Me Up Buttercup?
Yeah, Build Me Up Buttercup. I heard that song. I came up. I said, would you like to dance?
Did you dance?
Jennifer danced with me. Uh-huh.
Did you dance close or did you dance separate?
Oh, no. We just held hand-to-hand. Hand-to-hand touch.
So you danced like a foxtrot style?
Yeah, the foxtrot.
Oh, my God. Did the guys in the hazmat suits come out after that?
No. Everything was pleasant. It was great time.
Now, did they do those time-honored wedding traditions of the garter?
They didn't do that. I was waiting for that. I was wanting to get the garter so I can bring it back to you two.
Somebody told me that they went to a wedding one time, and the guy that went to a lot of weddings, they would get the garter to be specifically oversized so that the garter would go all the way up
right.
every single time. Like, it was just like a, you know,
right.
the size of a hula hoop.
Jumbo size.
Absolutely.
But they didn't do that at this wedding. I don't understand.
Did they feed each other cake?
Yes, they did.
Dennis, did you take a nice reception?
No. I cooked that before.
How about Raymond?
He took one the day after.
The day
How did
after?
You know that?
He told me he had a
okay.
The day after.
All right.
I got home.
When you got home?
Yeah.
Was it right after you got home?
I was going to go correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Did you have dessert at the reception?
Yeah. Oh, God. You should have saw this table outside. It was full of dessert. It had custard, ice cream, cake, whatever you wanted.
Did you get drunk?
Oh, yeah. I had around 8 or 9 wine glasses of beer.
Really?
Yeah.
8 or 9 wine glasses of beer?
They filled them up in wine glasses. They gave you beer in wine glasses.
Was it draft beer?
Oh, yeah. No, it was Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Yeah.
That really shouldn't have affected Dennis much, because that's really only the equivalent of about 4 beers, maybe a little less.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to?
I'm at a station. They're announcing the Amtrak train going to New York now.
Oh, you must have just got back. You're at Union Station?
No. My job is right by Union Station. No, I'm at McKellen.
He's at the subway station again. He's at the metro stop.
Is that where you go to call?
You are, correct.
How far is that away from your office?
Oh, 2 miles. It's convenient.
So you get in your car and drive over to the metro station to call us?
Yes, just to call you all.
Here's Dennis Murphy with a Dateline Court TV exclusive.
He should make it a little easier for poor old Dennis.
And doesn't he have to go there to go to the bathroom, too?
I think so.
No, during that time, when I called you last time, I really had a go, so I'm glad you went to commercial break. And I'm glad you have a line of commercials now, because I got to do everything I want.
So you had plenty of desserts, you had 9 beers.
Yes.
Did you have a nice buzz on when you left?
Oh, yes. So as Mike Clark and Raymond, he drove back.
And did you kiss anyone at the reception?
I kissed Jennifer on the cheek.
The bride.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Really?
No tongue?
Well, I don't have a tongue, so I couldn't.
Well, you have half a tongue.
Yes,
I have a tongue, so.
Did you get the chance to meet either of the bride or the groom's parents?
Yes, I met both, and they were great people. They treated like regular people.
Did you dance with any old women?
Actually, I just danced with a couple of bridesmaids. That's it.
All right.
Okay. Hmm. Did you embarrass yourself?
What do you mean by embarrassed?
Did you do anything like spill a drink?
Usually I do that, but I didn't do that this time.
So you were on your best behavior?
I was on my best behavior.
Did you sweat through...
I acted like a gentleman and a scholar.
Did you sweat through your suit jacket again?
You know me, Mike.
Right, you did. You sweat it?
He's like Albert Brooks in Broadcast News. And did you, most importantly, did you spread the goodwill of Mike and myself? Did you say we wish we could have been there?
Yes, you know, I said, kind of like, wish they could have been there, but they had something else important. They had something else. They had another commitment they had to fulfill.
And when did you make your toast?
What toast?
The toast you were supposed to make because you were going up there as our emissary.
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to make the toast, but I just want to let you know, they broadcast before they cut the cake, they broadcast. The proposal, to the whole room.
Oh, wonderful. They played the tape of when he called our show to the whole room. Oh, well, that was... I really feel bad we weren't there.
That's a shame.
Bad they played the tape of us, and then they're like, where's the disc jockeys? Well, they're not here, but they...
There they are over there.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
You know, I see no reason why, for future events like this, Dennis and Raymond can go out as Don and Mike.
Hey,
you know, no one's any the wiser. You know, we can send them to various functions as Don and Mike.
You want to flip a coin on who's going to be who?
I'm partial to Raymond, so, I mean, I really would like...
That I'm lucky. I'm
not being gone.
Yeah. Lucky.
Say, let me see how it would sound if you introduced yourself as Don Geronimo, Dennis. Say, hey, welcome. You're here for the reception, right?
Yeah.
What's your name?
How do you do? My name is Don Geronimo.
Yeah,
perfect.
That'll work.
All
right, well, Dennis, how would you rate the date on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, it was definitely a 12.
A 12?
Wow, yeah. Fantastic! You had a fantastic time.
It was a great time, and I'm glad that you sent me, and we had a great time.
All right, well, there it is, Dennis Murphy, and I'm guessing that your friend Raymond Diaz will.
Get my arm, but it will be up before the end of the show.
All right, thank you, Dennis. Thank you for handling that for us.
No problem. Any other events you want me to attend? I'm available.
Well, the porno in 2 weeks.
And thank RJ for us, okay?
Yeah. Okay, I will.
I love that guy. Then again, everybody loves him.
Everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond Diaz.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
Okay, and Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
Could I represent you all well?
You sure did, Dennis. This was a very pleasant segment to listen to.
Okay. Don?
Yes, Dan?
Have a pleasant day, and thank you. Bud?
Yes, Dennis.
How are you doing, Mike? How are
you? Hey, how you doing, Dennis?
Doing good.
All right, Dennis, good day to you, sir.
Okay, good day to you all.
Good day to you, sir.
And see you later.
There he goes. Bye. There he is.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
Time to leave the metro station.
There he is. Time to leave the subway.
Sounds like he had a great time. He loved the dessert cart.
Hello, Peter.
That is a prime candidate
Trey Warag from one of my favorite...
Is this the Warag guy?
Inventor?
Oh,
this is the guy that has the device?
If this is not a prank, the guy is sweating, drinking, looking like he's going up to the chair. If that's not a prank and walking afterwards to a train station, that's not a prime candidate for a Warag. Nobody is.
Could you explain your invention that Dennis would use?
Is this Peter from New York?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is, Don. How are you?
Oh, this is the guy that we met, the guy that invented the
Warag.
The Warag.
What exactly is the Warag?
Warag is actually four tissues, preferably a Kleenex, and the rest of the day, you're good to go.
You keep it
clean. At the end of the night, if it's a hot, sweaty day, you got a tightened up rig that keeps you clean and neat and dry.
All right, get out of here, please, nutty inventor.
Neat and dry.
Goodbye.
You're the best. Love
right.
you.
Goodbye. See you. Thank
Bye,
you, Peter.
Goodbye.
I think you're right, though. Dennis could use the Warag, though.
Oh, many days.
Absolutely.
We've seen those briefs.
You should name it the Dennis Murphy. You're damn right. What was that?
I was asking Rob for the air freshener.
Gotcha.
Yeah, for your convenience and pleasure.
Yeah, okay, now I know why.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might have been the recipient of a couple of those that I didn't spotlight.
Gotcha. Because we have on the line now both the mother-in-law and the husband.
Okay.
From Dennis's wedding.
Okay, all right.
Let's start with Rob Grimaldi, the husband. Hey, Rob.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Let me
you can verify if this is your mother-in-law or not. Jennifer?
Hello?
Hi. Is this your mother-in-law, Rob?
Hello?
Yes, that is one of my mother-in-laws.
Hello, this is Phyllis.
Phyllis? I had the name Jennifer. How can you have more than one mother-in-law?
Well, my wife has two moms.
Oh, I gotcha. Huh. Okay. All right, so, well, here they are now. They were both at
You're not going to start ranking on that, are you?
Not at all.
Oh, I mean, the way you ranked on my daughter, right?
How did we rank on your daughter, ma'am?
Oh, man.
What did we do?
You ripped her apart. Don't you remember? She was selling the security.
But was this back when the proposal happened?
Oh, yeah, during the proposal. Then after the show, you told Rob not to let me listen to part of the tape. Oh, you really dug
See, I, that goes back so far that
but
I don't
you know
remember.
Something? I loved it.
I don't remember what the exchange
I don't remember
was.
Either.
Was there? Was
oh,
the?
Oh, but I loved it. You did such a great job because you really knew Jennifer.
Was the proposal not met with a great deal of enthusiasm? Is that why we were giving her a hard time?
Right. Yeah, she was like telling you she had to do a security and hold on because she's very serious about her job.
Okay, so she was a little curt with us and we gave her a hard time about it.
It was just totally Jennifer when she was at work and you guys did such a great job with it. My friends at the wedding were hysterical.
Oh, all right, so...
They enjoyed it. I just wanted to call to thank you because it was so nice of you guys to send somebody out there.
Are we getting our balls busted here?
I don't know.
No, you're not. Seriously, I'm being nice. I mean...
Okay, and really? You didn't mind that Dennis came instead of us?
Oh, well, I would have rather that both of you came, but Dennis was great.
Dennis said he had a wonderful time at the reception.
Oh, sure. Did you miss the beautiful wedding?
That's what we hear. It was wonderful.
And the most beautiful bride.
That's wonderful.
Well, yeah. And
send us some pictures.
Yeah, Phyllis, when you were yelling at us, saying that we were ripping your daughter here, when we got the announcement with the picture in the paper, I said, what a
Rob
wonderful...
Rob had mentioned that. He had mentioned it.
How cute
the way
was.
You did it was so perfect, because Jennifer is such a fanatic. She folds dirty clothes. I'm serious. She folds dirty clothes before she puts them in the laundry.
You know, this whole thing is a little just too dry for me. I'm not sure I'm tracking with what's going on here.
I think
she's being nice.
I'm being serious.
It started out. What do you mean folding? I mean, she folds what?
Well, I think.
You know when you have dirty laundry?
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer doesn't throw it in a hamper. She folds it into neat piles.
All right. I think what she's saying is, if I remember when we called Jennifer to ask her to marry Rob and we did it on the radio show, Jennifer was... less than enthusiastic.
Oh,
she had
definitely.
A very subdued reaction, and I think what Phyllis is telling us is that Jennifer is chock full of stuff like that.
Right.
Quirky behavior?
Is that what I'm getting, like when you're telling me that your daughter now, is it your daughter or your stepdaughter?
My daughter.
Your daughter who came from your womb, when there's dirty laundry, she folds it before she washes it.
Right, she drove us crazy.
Oh, so she's a little anal retentive.
Definitely. Growing up, she used to lock herself in a room, and she always got 100 on a test. That's not just the type of girl she is.
Okay, and so that's why maybe she was very serious the day we called
her.
Now I understand. I think everything's fine.
Listen, her Aunt Karen is here.
Oh, really?
The whole family's here. We're so excited that you came to the wedding. You can't imagine. We just wish that Don and Mike could have been there. I mean,
put Aunt Karen on.
What?
Put on Karen.
I'm going to put Karen on, but I want to ask you one question.
Yes, honey. Yes, ma'am.
Where was the gift?
Dennis brought $50.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
And some... Oh, I didn't even know he brought a gift. Wasn't that lovely?
He brought a card and $50.
And also two of his CDs, I think.
And a T-shirt.
He certainly did. He also brought a CD.
He didn't even give me a lousy shirt.
What's that?
Rob must have took everything. I didn't even get a shirt.
Yeah, you'll have to take that up with your son-in-law.
Oh, I will. I will. All right, here's the Aunt Karen.
Okay, here's Aunt Karen.
Just people.
Rob's very lucky to have the rest of his life with them. Yes, Karen.
Aunt Karen.
Hi, this is Aunt Karen.
Hi, Aunt Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Would you relay a message to Rob and Jennifer?
Yeah, Rob's on the phone with us right now.
Okay, good. Would you tell him that Aunt Karen loves them both very much? And I still have a hangover from the wedding.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, and I want them to enjoy their honeymoon.
That's great. Where are you honeymooning, Rob? You don't have to be specific, but what part of the world?
We're on our way right now to Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, that's terrific.
Oh, you have a good time.
That'll be neat. That'll be a good time of year to go up there. Kind of chilly, but it'll be fun.
Hey, put Phyllis back on.
Okay, take care, guys.
Take care, Aunt Karen.
Thank you, Aunt Karen.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, they want you again, Phyllis.
Guys, what did I do with my life?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, listen, how do you feel about Rob violating your daughter up at Martha's Vineyard?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
There you go.
I hope they make babies.
There you go. Yeah, that's what she wants.
I have four grandchildren. I want more.
That's
listen
good.
To her.
Lots of babies.
Listen to her. What makes Rob such a great son-in-law, do you think?
Oh, well, that's going to take a while for me to answer that question. He's a great person. He's the kindest person I've ever met. I have a handicapped son-in-law.
Yes.
And my daughter bought a house on Staten Island, and there's no elevator installed yet. But yet Rob comes over and carries him piggyback upstairs.
Oh, that's terrific.
That'll stop now that he's married.
Into the shower. I mean, he's the most gentle, kindest person I've ever met so far.
Trust me.
That's good.
I've been married 20 years. All that nice stuff, that's over now.
Yeah, it goes out the window.
Oh, I know it's over.
Absolutely.
It's over now. Now he's going to turn into just a big lump who lays on the couch and watches TV.
Oh, well, he is a big lump. I got to tell you.
There you go.
He is a big lump.
Oh, man, but he's the nicest big lump you ever met.
And, Rob, what about Phyllis, your mother-in-law here?
What about Phyllis, my mother-in-law?
You better be nice.
Yes, your opportunity to.
She's great. She's very outspoken. And anyway. She's very protective of her family.
Well, may I say, having been married once before, I love my mother-in-law currently, but my previous experience was with a mother-in-law would indicate that outspokenness is a wonderful quality in a mother-in-law.
Just people, Mike.
Just people.
They're just people.
Silence on the other end.
Well, listen, Phyllis, it was wonderful to meet you. We're going to grill Rob a little bit about the wedding now.
Okay, but tell him to make sure he does the right thing on his honeymoon. I want a grandchild.
No problem.
Okay. Hey, you hear that, Rob? You hear that from your mother-in-law? Don't use a rubber.
That's right. You want make
That's
babies.
That's right. No rubbers.
Okay.
Goodbye, John. Goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
Go on.
Good day to you. Hey, Rob. Yeah. Oh, I won't say this. Hold on a second. Rob?
Yes.
I won't say this with your mother-in-law. Is going now.
He wants babies.
I have enough time to work up to it.
So you had a good time, Rob, at the wedding?
Oh, we had a great time.
And Dennis, really, did he behave himself okay?
Dennis and RJ were great.
They were fantastic. That's fantastic. I'm glad you had a good time with those guys.
Was Dennis drunk?
No. No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Smart
Maybe
move.
Towards the end of the night.
Smart move putting his beer in wine glasses.
Yeah.
And you didn't mind when Dennis danced with Jennifer?
No, not at all. He was a perfect gentleman, and when he kissed her, he didn't use half a tongue.
There you go. That's fantastic.
All right, well, good guy. Listen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Knock the bottom out of that thing this week.
Okay.
I'm talking.
Well, my bride is here. She'd like to say hello.
Oh, I'm talking about her. Yeah, okay.
Okay, right, hold on with
the lovely Mrs. Grimaldi.
Here you go.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
It's Jennifer Grimaldi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer.
The bride.
The blushing bride.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. So how does it feel to be Mrs. Robert Grimaldi?
It feels different.
Well.
Will you mind if people refer to you as Mrs. Robert Grimaldi?
I guess I can deal with it.
How about the little woman?
No, thanks.
The ball and chain.
Nah.
The woman behind the man.
All right, that I can deal with.
The woman behind the man. Very good. Yeah.
Your mom tells us that you are like chock full of issues.
Oh, I just am a little neat.
Well, that's
going to
be.
I just like things neat and organized.
Is Rob a neat man?
No, unfortunately.
So you'll be cleaning up after him?
That's what I do regularly, yeah. I already have a child, so don't listen to my mother. I don't need to have any more.
So you have a child from a previous relationship?
No, Rob.
Rob, you have a child. Now I understand.
Rob does. Well, then the pressure's really on you, being as we now know that Rob knows the secret formula.
Yes.
The pressure's on you, and your mom was saying she wants a grandchild ASAP.
That's nice.
Do you have regular? Do you have lots of contact with your mom?
Oh yeah, she calls 100 times a day.
Are you gonna have a lot of sex with Rob on this honeymoon?
Hey, this is getting X-rated.
Yeah, well, that's the way we like it.
It's a honeymoon.
Are you gonna have lots of sex on the honeymoon, like every day or twice a day?
Oh yeah, 24/7.
24/7. That's the right attitude.
She might get honeymoon cystitis.
Oh God!
I gotta get off the phone.
All right. Well, listen, wait, Jennifer.
I'm going to put Rob back on, but I want to let you know Dennis was the perfect gentleman. He asked for my permission to give me a kiss on the cheek.
Congratulations, Jennifer.
And then he asked me to give him a kiss on the cheek. He was very nice.
There you go.
Well, that's good.
And you can always tell when Dennis is drunk because he slurs.
And you can always tell when he asks for a kiss on the cheek. Then he pulls his pants back up.
Yeah. Thanks a lot,
all right,
guys.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Here's Rob. Hold on.
There she is.
She's very nervous.
Hey, guys, that's my wife.
The widow Grimaldi. And she's,
congratulations,
she's no Frida,
Rob.
But I'll take her.
Yeah, she's no Frida, but trust me, she has all the characteristics. She's a, you know what she is? She's an FIT. She's a Frida in training.
Absolutely. And very close relationships with your mother-in-law work.
Well, Frida sounds excellent, so if she turns out to be similar, I'll be very happy.
And we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dad, I have an attractive proposition for you.
A proposition? You're 8.
Duly noted. Now, I devised an incentive plan that involves Baskin-Robbins every Tuesday. Now, Chuck, mind if I call you Chuck?
I'd prefer that you didn't.
I'm going to write down a figure and slide it over to you.
$1?
That's right. $1 gets you a 4-ounce scoop of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins Tuesday nights between 6 and 10 p.m. So tell me, Chuck, what's going to take to get you into a cone today?
Dollar Scoop Tuesdays at Baskin-Robbins, as if you need more incentive. Limited time offer, participating stores, prices not include tax.
It's finally here.
Football season.
You want to know the odds, the spreads, the favorites.
Where do you go?
Bet on sports.
It's easy. Call 1-866-851-BOS1.
Bet on sports and your specialists will help you learn points,
spreads,
over-unders,
even the difference between a parlay and a teaser.
Know everything the experts know.
Who's in?
Who's out?
Bet on sports.
Call 1-866-851-BOS1.
Call now
and get the player's edge package with a 50% startup bonus.
Everything you need to make the winning pick is at Bet on Sports.
Call 1-866-851-BOS1.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
VH1 Hip Hop Honors 2005. September 26th at 9, 8 central on VH1. Give it up for the golden age of hip hop. Honoring Big Daddy Kane, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Ice-T, LL Cool J, Notorious B.I.G., Salt and Pepper, and the film Boys in the Hood. With performances by Common, Eve, Jazzy Jeff, Kanye West, Missy Elliott, Nelly, Snoop Dogg, and T.I. VH1 Hip Hop Honors 2005. Hosted by Russell Simmons and Revan Run. Premieres September 26th at 9, 8 central on VH1.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikuszewski at the Pentagon. I have no agenda. That from Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee John Roberts in a